I need everybody to mentally, physically, and spiritually get in a space where you're ready to receive Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things podcast, because that's what you've downloaded somehow. You figured that part out, and now you're listening to it. So really, it's all downhill from here. My name is Dave, and this is my partner, Darren. Hello, Darren.
We're not asking you to give it, but we're asking you to take it.
Yeah.
So, thanks for that. The podcast is brought to you by Nature's Treatment of Illinois, Tech Drive in Milan, and West Main Street in Galesburg. Both are open 7 days a week. The Milan store offers both medicinal and recreational. Galesburg is recreational only. And now is the time to sign up for the newsletter and connect with Nature's Treatment on Twitter and Instagram.
Number one.
Number one.
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 Number one. Number one.
Quad City Baby New Year. Marabella Perez, born at the Trinity Bettendorf birthplace at 1:10. So yeah, 1:10 a.m. on 1/1/22. 6 pounds, 8.2 ounces, 19 inches long. There's a story here on the forum where people wonder if they're in the wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Am I a jerk for kicking my husband out of the delivery room? I and my husband just had our first baby. I want to be clear about this. This is not Baby New Year in the Quad Cities. This is a different couple.
Got you.
As far as I know. I and my husband just had our first baby. My husband was so excited and super supportive and caring throughout the pregnancy.
Uh-huh.
The only thing is...
he's a fainter.
He became slightly obsessed with watching YouTube and TikTok videos of husbands pulling pranks on their wives while in labor.
Oh, no.
So that was driving her a little nuts, that he's always watching people prank their wives while in labor.
Some of these are so good.
You know... fun is fun.
Yeah.
And there's a time to have some
fun.
Talk
about asking to get your eyes scratched out.
What are you doing? She says, I didn't mind at first, but then he started casually joking about doing things he saw in the videos.
I wonder.
Saying it would be funny.
If any of the pranks during a delivery included fireworks or firecrackers.
I thought these lady fingers might get the kid out faster. What? See, I didn't realize this was a thing, that there's a whole genre
of
idiots pranking their wives while they're in labor. I didn't realize that was a thing. And apparently, again, her words here, he became slightly obsessed with these videos. I didn't mind at first, but then he started casually joking about doing things.
I wonder
he saw the video,
if
saying it would be
with
funny.
These videos, though,
yeah,
you would almost have to have the woman, the wife, in on it.
Well, here's the thing. Anytime I see...
and it's got to be probably... it's probably not your first kid.
Well, I don't know that that makes it much better.
But if you're in on it...
I mean, I guess if it's like kid number 11...
11?
You're like, you gotta do something to stay interested in this. I don't know. I'm trying to think of like a scenario where it would be okay to play a prank on your wife while she's having a baby.
Well, like I said, only if she's in on it.
You're having my baby. What a lovely way to do something hilarious on the internet.
She's into TikTok videos like I am.
Yeah.
She's in on it. She's
but you know,
and she's a good actor.
Every single prank video I see on YouTube, or if it's a TikTok that I see of somebody doing a prank, it's almost always very clearly staged.
Right.
Right?
And these probably would be too.
Yeah. Well, this idiot thought, no, I'm going to do this. I clearly stated my distaste for these prank videos, and I asked him not to do anything like that he saw on these videos. He agreed and continued to joke about it from time to time, but I brushed it off since I trusted him and thought nothing would come of it. The day of the delivery came, and I had been in labor for 8 hours, 12 hours of total labor. I had just finished another round of contractions when my husband let out the loudest fart, turned to me and said, "What the hell have you been eating? It smells disgusting." I immediately recognized this is one of the pranks in the videos
that
he watched.
That's not even a prank.
Pranked you good, didn't I?
That's just being...
Everyone thought you farted.
Just being gross.
I immediately recognized that as one of the pranks in the videos. Outraged at him for not honoring what I asked him not to do, I demanded that he leave the room.
Now, was he getting filmed at the time? Because otherwise, what's the point?
He started to argue, saying it was just a joke, but I insisted. And luckily, the nurse helped him get out. I went through the last 4 hours of labor by myself because my family lives out of state and I'm not very close to my mother-in-law. After the delivery, I told the nurse that he could come back into the room, and he was fuming. He started demanding that I tell him why I kicked him out.
Why do you think?
I calmly told him the reason, but he was mad, and he hasn't talked to me in a week. His mom is taking his side, saying I was a complete bitch for kicking him out.
Okay.
Normally, he will defend me from her, but this time, he completely agreed. I might be the jerk because I know how much he was looking forward to being there for the birth of our first kid.
Well, you blew it.
Especially since he got to cut the cord when he got to cut the cord, but I kicked him out and refused to let him back in. The nurse asked a couple times if I wanted him back in, and each time I said no. So am I a jerk for kicking out my husband after the stupid prank he agreed not to do?
I tell you what, I'm not thrilled with your mother-in-law.
You had a baby, and you haven't talked in a week? That seems weird.
Yeah.
There's a lot here that I just don't... I don't know what to tell you, but I don't know how to fix this.
Woman's first grandchild, and she's calling the mother a bitch?
Yeah.
I don't know. He just
wanted to do a prank like on the videos.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, it seems to me like, first of all, pranks in the room where your kid's being born, not a good idea. And
not unless you're in on it.
Yeah. That just seems...
I mean, if you guys want to put something together, a little performance art, you know.
But also, as far as pranks go, you're right. Like, a prank would be somehow to have a puppy in the room. And when she pushes, you pull the puppy out. That would be a prank. To just blame your flatulence on your wife while she's in labor, I don't know how that's a prank.
How is that a prank?
Gotcha. Everyone thinks it was you.
Uh-huh. Your mouth was totally open.
Wait a minute. And that's the thing, too. It's like, you're stealing someone else's bit. I'm offended not only as a parent.
But as an artist.
But as a comedian and an artist. What are you doing stealing someone else's gimmick? You want to do a prank, you got to come up with your own thing. Blaming a fart is not that's not a prank.
Yeah, like when the baby comes out, you dump a Gatorade on her.
That's a prank. Or, you know, when it's time to cut the cord, you pull some silly string out of your pants and let her have it. Now that's a prank.
Or
I think we can all
silly
get
string out of your nose.
Now that's a prank. I think we can all agree.
Or you have like the oversized scissors, like you're opening a business. What now if, that's a prank.
What if?
That's a prank that no one gets hurt. You just have the oversized scissors. Like you're the Chamber of Commerce and you're opening up a new bank.
This is what you do. When she does the last push, you just kind of secretly put the old Steve Martin arrow through your own head. So that when she looks at you to say, "Look at our beautiful baby," you go, "And look at me, I got shot in the head."
And not only do you have the arrow through your head, you've got a little one for the baby too. So the baby's got a little arrow through his head, too. Like father, like son.
There's a list here of dads who blew it during their partner's childbirth. Now, these are not people doing pranks. These are people that just, maybe for whatever reason, weren't equipped to deal with the reality of it all. Here's one. When I was pregnant with my third kid, my water broke in the middle of the night, and my son's father hurried to the hospital without me. My husband spent all day on a slip and slide with our toddler, and I went into labor the next day. At the hospital, I noticed him wincing every time he moved, so I finally asked him what was wrong, and he said his abs were killing him from the slip and slide.
Well, I tell you what.
I was in labor with no meds.
I tell you what, a slip and slide as an adult is a bad idea. It really is.
My husband is a hog farmer. So as I was giving birth to our son, he said, wow, this isn't so bad. Just like a sow giving birth. That's not a prank.
Big Ned Beatty fan.
Shortly after our baby was born, I passed out in the recovery room, and my partner asked if I wouldn't mind moving to the chair so he could use the bed to get some sleep since we'd kept him up all night. Wow. Wow. The doctor put my newborn baby daughter on my chest to meet me, and my husband screamed, "Don't touch it," causing my nurses to stare at him in order. When I asked him why he did that, he said, "She just looks so gross, and I didn't know what else to say."
Whatever you do, don't touch it.
When it was time for me to push, my husband asked the nurse to hold on a sec while he changed the channel on the TV to choose an appropriate first show for our son to see. He chose Star Trek. Jesus. Weightlessness.
I like Star Wars.
Oh, that's great. I'm just, hang on a second. I need to be on top of this. The first TV show my child will watch will be Star Trek.
Oh, my.
My husband asks, "So are you ready to have another one?" right as I was pushing. The nurse glared at him and said, "Sir, this is not the appropriate time."
I'll tell you when it's the appropriate time.
Number two. A lot of folks doing dry January. It's something I've done in the past. It's not something I'm doing this year. I kicked around the idea, thought about it, and then decided, no, not for me. Not for 22.
Yeah, we're already like an eighth of the way through the month.
Now, that's one way of looking at it. Now, dry February is on the table for me. I think February is the month to do it because 28 days. The last 3 days of dry January are what kill me. But yeah, if you're doing dry January, best of luck to you. If you're having what they call a white month, good luck to you and yours. Not for me this year. I've done it in the past. It's something that I've proven I can do. I have no need to relive in my past glories or accomplishments. Dig it. What animal would you guess holds its liquor the best?
Holds its liquor?
Yeah. Which animal is it almost impossible to get drunk?
Are we talking about fermented berries or what?
Researchers have figured out that this animal can down ridiculous amounts of booze without getting drunk. Which animal do you think can drink you under the table?
I would think a bear could drink a lot.
That's not a bad one. That's a good guess.
Hippo?
Right, or like an elephant, right? Mm-hmm. You would think. Researchers have found that it's almost impossible to get a hamster drunk. Hamsters are drinking heavyweights, and it turns out they love alcohol. You cannot get your hamster drunk.
Who's getting hamsters drunk?
Well, somebody with a grant to do research. Researchers finding that hamsters can down relatively ridiculous amounts of booze without getting drunk. Not only, they say, are hamsters drinking heavyweights, but they love booze. A doctor here saying that these tiny rodents will, if given the choice, they will always take alcohol over water. Why are researchers giving hamsters booze to chug? Well, they think it'll help them understand animal biology. The amount of alcohol that you give a hamster wouldn't do much to you. I mean, again, unless you're like a complete lightweight. But relatively speaking, when you take a look at a hamster, like pound for pound, they can drink you under the table. Gwen Lupfer is a psychologist at the University of Alaska who's researched hamsters and their drinking habits. They regularly consume about 18 grams of alcohol per kilogram of body weight. That would be the equivalent of you chugging two bottles of 190 proof spirits. Or if you're a wine drinker, it would be like the equivalent of you drinking every single day 21 bottles of wine. Mm.
They're quicker than I am, too.
I had no idea. This is not exactly news. We've known since the 50s that hamsters love alcohol. People with pet hamsters, do you let them drink? Is that something you're supposed to do?
Only on New Year's Eve.
Researchers noticed that they couldn't outdrink lab rats. But alcoholic hamsters are not something you find only in labs. Even in the wild, hamsters regularly consume alcohol. Now, this is where I have to stop the story and go, wait a minute, hamsters in the wild? I guess that makes sense that they would have to be wild.
They have to come from somewhere.
Yeah, right. I just assumed they were from pet stores. So if you're a hamster in the wild, you can't go to the wine and spirit section of your grocery store. Because there's nobody to give them booze, hamsters brew it themselves. Over the summer and fall, hamsters in the wild will hoard various seeds and fruit into their underground burrows. Once stored, these sugars in the plants begin to ferment and turn into alcohol. And then over the winter months, hamsters, all they do is just get hammered all winter long. They snack away at the increasingly alcoholic stash. And come springtime, whatever's left can be super potent.
It's a hamster party. Who could ask for more?
This changes everything. Hamsters aren't just able to tolerate high amounts of alcohol. They love it. Remember the researcher I was telling you about from the University of Alaska, Gwen Lupfer. She says if you put a bottle of unsweetened Everclear in a hamster cage, they love it. All hamsters, not some hamsters, all hamsters have a real taste for booze. If you take a pet store hamster and you give it grain alcohol, it will happily drink the Everclear. And if you give it a choice between water and Everclear, a hamster will always take the Everclear. They give them other tasty non-alcoholic drinks. Like they thought, what about tomato juice or sugar water? Nope. Always, always alcohol. The only thing they like more than alcohol, researchers have figured out, is chocolate milkshakes. They can drink the equivalent of 50 pints of beer a day.
Hamsters are also nostalgic for the 1950s.
So what is it?
You got
it?
These hamsters with little I like Ike buttons.
Now, is there something that we can learn from the hamsters that will help us improve our drinking ability? No. We would have to dramatically alter our basic biology. There is an incredible alcohol tolerance in the liver of the hamster. The liver, of course, is where alcohol is processed and where your body gets rid of it. Hamsters' livers are absolute beasts in processing alcohol. Ooh. And any alcohol they drink moves straight from their stomach. If you are a hamster...
Well, we should look into hamster donors.
There's something called the Wobble Scale that measures hamster intoxication.
No field tests.
Very little, because of their ridiculous alcohol and their ridiculous metabolism, the alcohol never really enters their bloodstream. So you can't really get a hamster drunk. This Wobble Scale will measure hamster intoxication. The scale goes from 0 to 4, and no matter how much a hamster drinks, it'll never pass 0.5 on the Wobble Scale. So,
hamsters wobble, but they don't fall down.
That's what the science says, yeah. Hamsters would be terrific designated drivers. How do we...
Did you ever have hamsters as a kid?
No. Did you?
Couple of them.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did they give you any ideas?
Ideas?
Unlike drinking? Did you ever throw like Everclear in the cage with the hamsters?
I didn't have access to Everclear when I was 10.
Really? That surprises me.
Yeah.
I should have thought that would be the sort of thing that you would have been. Here you go. What were your hamsters' names?
Mushroom and Chiclet.
And Chiclet and Mushroom never throwing back grain alcohol, huh?
No, they were not throwing a bunch of parties.
Well, if you reach out.
They didn't last long.
No.
No.
Because you didn't give them booze.
I guess we just start. We're not hamster people.
Pizza sales have exploded during the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
And Little Caesars announcing that they're going to do something they haven't done in 20 years.
Okay.
Almost 25 years. They're increasing the price of their hot and ready pizza.
Which are typically, what, like $5?
$5. The hot and ready pizza is now $5.55.
Gotcha.
They say it's a new and improved version of their pizza with 33% more pepperoni and a new price of $5.55. First price increase in nearly 25 years.
What if you order sausage?
Well, hot and ready, you don't order.
Well,
it's just hot and ready.
You can ask. You can say, what do you have hot and ready? And they'll say pepperoni, cheese, sausage.
I think they only just have pepperoni.
No, they don't.
Really?
No, they've got sausage ready.
I don't think so.
They do.
I don't
think. They do. I've had it.
I don't think you're right about that.
I am right.
When are you going? For dinner or for lunch?
Typically, I get it for lunch.
And you're telling me you can get a sausage pizza hot and ready?
Yep.
That has not been my experience.
Well.
I don't know.
Then you're insane.
Well, and as a Little Caesars alum.
I know you are.
I should have the connection.
I know you are.
I should
are.
Have the hookup, not you.
So you don't remember. Now, did you make pizzas?
Yeah, of course I did.
I was just wondering.
Yeah, I washed and dishes and I made pizzas.
And you're telling me you never made sausages when it's time to be hot and ready?
We didn't do hot and ready in the 80s, Darren.
Why not?
This hot and ready was an innovation in 2001.
Oh, I thought that was their calling card from day one.
No. We would make them
Naomi, no.
I love that you remember Naomi's name.
You got any pictures?
Of Naomi?
Yeah.
It would be weird if I did.
Well, like you and Naomi.
No, we didn't take a lot
day.
Of... You know, this was the thing. We didn't take a lot of pictures back then. We didn't have...
You know what? That wouldn't be a bad idea for a Little Caesars to have like a photo booth.
The Little Caesars photo booth.
Yeah. I bet it would go over pretty well. It's like, here's your hot and delicious pizza, and feel free to go get yourself a...
Take a picture, picture.
Take a picture, picture.
Picture, picture.
With you and the pizza and whoever's with you.
Isn't that what Fred Rogers would call it whenever he would do like a video segment? Wouldn't he say, let's go to picture, picture, see what picture, picture has to say?
What?
Mr. Rogers, didn't they have picture, picture? Remember that? He had like a picture on the wall and then he would show videos sometimes.
And he called the picture, picture, picture?
I think he would call it picture, picture, right?
Hmm.
It was a picture that showed other pictures.
I didn't watch a ton of Mr. Rogers, really. No. No.
They say this is the first price increase in nearly 25 years. Hot and Ready went on sale in 2001 and differentiated itself from competitors because it was made ready for takeout without the need to pre-order it.
Yep.
Despite this price increase, I mean, that's an 11% price increase. Little Caesar's
saying you're getting more.
They still are selling the country's most affordable pizza compared to large pepperoni pizzas from their competitors. Domino's would be a $13 pizza. Pizza Hut would be a $16 pizza, depending on the location. The revamped version of the Hot and Ready is a permanent menu change, and the price could cost more in some cities after the nationwide promotional price ends after a limited time. I mean, the price of everything is going up. It wouldn't make sense that the people at Little Caesars would want a little bit more for their hot and ready pizzas. I'm telling you, you cannot get sausage hot and ready.
You can.
I don't think that's the case, man.
I've got it.
How? Are you thinking of another place?
No. I get it because they make them.
They just have sausage ready for you when you go there for lunch.
Yes.
I don't think that's right,
It's true. Do you want to take a look at my...
If anyone works at Little Caesars, you can help us out. The text line is 470-23-NACHO.
You want me to take a look at my
Do you keep all the receipts?
Check registry.
What do you write? What the pizza is in the memo?
No, I just write LC.
Little Caesars.
Well, I don't write a check. I just make note of the fact that I spent money. Don't you do that?
I don't write checks.
I understand. I'm not writing a check either, but I'm still keeping track of how much money I have.
Hang on.
L-I-T-T-L-E. That's not what I did. What I write down in the ledger is LC, and I'll write down like...
You'll write sausage pizza.
No, I'll write LC.
Well, I'm not denying that you go to Little Caesars to grab a pizza that's hot and ready.
Yes.
What I'm telling you is I don't think sausage is an option.
It is.
I don't think
And sometimes it would either be like, or pepperoni, or maybe even a cheese pizza could be available.
I think you just go in and pepperoni today, are your
and you
choice.
Go, what's hot today? What's good today? What's fresh?
Uh-huh.
And they'll say, well, I got a pepperoni, and I got a sausage, and I got cheese. I'm like, well, give me the sausage. And that's how that works. And then I'll eat it, probably a couple pieces on the way home, and then more when I get there.
Look, buddy, I'm looking here at the menu.
It all adds
up. Hot and ready.
Yeah.
Pepperoni pizza.
Yeah.
Cheese pizza. End of list.
Well, that's wrong.
That's wrong. Why can't you accept that you're wrong on this?
Because I'm not wrong. Call a Little Caesars. Are they open yet? They're not.
No, they don't open until 11.
Someone's worked at a Little Caesars.
Well, yeah, help us out. I worked there, but it was 30 plus years ago.
That doesn't count.
Yeah, a lot's changed. I wonder...
Interest rates fluctuate, hairstyles.
Now you got me wondering if I should look up Naomi on Facebook. Wonder whatever happened to her.
What's her last name?
I don't remember.
Just put in Naomi Little Caesars.
I remember what her face and her torso looked like.
That's all we need. That's the lead we need.
Is there a torso book?
Torso book.
Is that a thing? How do I look up Shelly and or Naomi? They'll remember me from the freezer.
Always trying to get them in the freezer.
Well, it was
a long, hot summer.
Summer nights.
Bananarama.
Number four.
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 This being the first week of the year, the Consumer Electronics Show happens, where they show off all the new gadgets that we'll have to have this year. This year's CES will be different because of, you know, a bunch of the bigger companies, a bunch of the big name exhibitors kind of bowing out at the last minute due to some concerns over, you know, Omicron and whatnot. But there are some pretty cool things that they will be exhibiting this year at the Consumer Electronics Show. I thought this was cool. Samsung has the new Eco remote. It's a TV remote that uses radio waves from your router to stay charged. So it just is always fully charged. You don't have to put any batteries in it ever. There's also one that can be charged with solar energy. But this thing will harvest the radio waves that your router is pumping up, and then it'll turn that into energy to keep your TV remote for your Samsung TV fully charged. That's kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
Kohler announcing a bath that you run with a voice command. This seems like a bad idea. Kohler's Perfect Fill technology. You can just say, run the bath for me, and it'll fill up your bathtub with a simple voice command. So if you're downstairs cooking dinner and you want to get the kids' bath going, you ask Alexa to run the bath for you.
How many people that are that tech savvy
are
taking baths?
Perfect fill consists.
I mean, I get that it's a good idea for Pat Boone. Hello, friend.
Perfect fill consists of a drain kit and digital valve that work together to draw the bath to your preferred temperature and depth. No more worrying about flooding the bathroom because you forgot it was running, or scalding Junior when they jump in the bath. It's $2,700 for this.
Mm-hmm.
To have the ability to have Alexa run the bath for you. This just seems like something is going to go wrong.
Not that necessary.
Yeah. You don't think so?
I don't know.
It's not that hard to draw a bath.
Or take a shower.
Other tech that's expected this week, the virtual makeup chair. It's an augmented reality chair that lets you test lipstick, eyeliner, and other makeup before you buy it online. So instead of, you know, putting it on, you just sit there in front of the mirror and it shows, oh, this is what it would look like on you. Super smart glasses. Workers wearing the Zuvix Shield augmented reality safety glasses can get and send data and video.
I'm looking at it right now.
Live VR concerts are something that are a big deal at the CES this year. You put on these goggles and then you're there at the concert. Also a big deal at the CES, more NFTs, the non-fungible tokens. Mm-hmm. That'll be discussed. Getting into the NFT arena, Paris Hilton and Ozzy Osbourne. Oh, boy. They will also have self-driving tractors and robots. That's something John Deere will be highlighting this year at the CES. John Deere teasing the possibility of a tractor that drives itself. John Deere also nominated for an award for innovation with something called the See and Spray robot, which uses machine learning and computer vision to more precisely spray herbicide on weeds and not plants.
Innovation meets luxury.
All the accoutrement that we need. Listen, I don't want any BS out here on the farm.
And that includes me.
Can we do something about all the flies? Would you do me a kindness, Tony? That's what we need. We need Winnebago Man.
Just trying to sell a tractor for crying out loud.
Winnebago Man needs to get involved with John Deere at some point. How do we make this happen? Well, I'm sure we'll be hearing more stories of new gadgets that we'll have to have at the Consumer Electronics Show. That gets underway on Wednesday.
Five.
Number five.
I got a Reddit question where somebody's wondering if they're in the wrong. Uh-huh. And I think this one's a lot easier than some of them that we've had in the past.
Pretty clear answer.
I think so.
Yeah.
Wondering if I'm being a jerk for customizing my burger.
Mm.
For my niece's 10th birthday a few days ago, we went to a restaurant. I am pretty picky about food, so I thought it would be easier, rather than complain about the burger place she wanted to go, that I just take along some of my own stuff.
Yeah, it happens. It happens.
The actual meat is okay, but they do horrible oversweet brioche and fancy-named complex burgers, and it makes the food basically inedible. It's so disgusting.
Okay, so just the burgers. The protein I can deal with.
I ordered their most basic burger with just some lettuce, and I brought my own bread, some cheese, and some barbecue sauce. Nobody said anything at the time.
They were thinking it, though. Yeah, they might not have said anything.
Nobody said anything at the time. None of the staff cared, and honestly, I think the guys at the next table were pretty jealous.
No, I don't think that was jealousy.
But afterwards, my sister told me I was being a complete jerk and I ruined the evening and drew all the attention away from my niece on her 10th birthday.
Did you make a big deal out of every bite you took? Now that's a sandwich. That's a hamburger sandwich there.
This Wonder Bread is delicious.
Oh, this is so good.
My niece didn't seem unhappy.
How old is she?
10.
Okay, she's 10.
This is where the 10-year-old niece really wanted to go for her birthday.
Yes.
My niece didn't seem unhappy. Basically, nobody commented beyond, ha ha ha, don't you want one of these fancy burgers? I got to eat food that was actually edible. And I don't think I was being a jerk, but I don't know.
I'm pretty sure the burger that they presented was edible as well.
Was my sister being weird, or does she have a point?
Oh, God.
Yeah, you don't get to bring your own food into a restaurant.
Typically, they don't like that.
No. Well, because, first of all,
yeah,
it just isn't done.
No.
But there are, yeah, health concerns and liabilities that some, I mean, the server should have told you, you don't get to bring your own food into a restaurant. The fact that the server didn't tell you to leave is ridiculous. If you
Where'd that white bread come from?
If you want to make your own sandwich, you stay at home.
Or find something. You can't find anything on the menu to eat.
No. I like what I like. Their food's inedible because the brioche, who doesn't like brioche? It's too sweet for me. And I bring my own barbecue sauce. You know I'm a picky eater who enjoys his hamburger sandwiches. But I can't defend this. This is, you are a jerk.
And well, you're not necessarily a jerk. Mm. You're a baby.
I want to be a burger baby. Someone's saying, are we supposed to believe you didn't have a single side order or salad?
There's nothing you could have found.
Yeah, there was nothing on the in the menu. And another one here saying, the most hilarious part to me is how this person thinks the next table is jealous of them. No one. They were staring because you look like an idiot.
Yeah,
they
did. Was, no one is jealous.
No one is jealous of your bread, cheese, and barbecue sauce. You made a spectacle of yourself and everyone at your table old enough to understand social graces. The other guests were staring at me. They must have been jealous.
I think they were jealous.
The food is inedible. Everyone in my family loves this place.
It's not inedible.
There's nothing on the menu I like. That's why I like to bring my own bread and barbecue sauce and my own cheese.
Is it all over, Rock?
I guess so.
I didn't think it'd be like this.
And that was our first Top 5 Things podcast of 2022. Thanks so much for downloading it, subscribing, listening, leaving reviews. And we also want to thank Nature's Treatment of Illinois for sponsoring it.
Yeah, they've got two locations. One's in Milan, one's in Galesburg. And you can order items online from both locations. You can do that if you go to the website. You can order them through Leafly at the website. That is ntillinois.com.
Until we get a chance to do this for you again, thanks for listening. Hang loose, kooks.
And you stay classy and safe, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities, represent. This is for the Quad Cities record spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked.
Rock Island.
Come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.
That's how she wrote. Stand clear of the closing doors, please.